cafes of Paris, where checkered paper tablecloths keep the myth going. The kids of Paris, playing with plastic and wood on half-lit backyard cobbled stones. The waiters of Paris, who wearing white shirts and blue aprons, recommend the quiche of the day and not the more expensive confit de canard à la carte. Restaurant, insisting to pay for each other in much too loud voices. Secret female tramp of Paris, who in the heat of the transparent bank withdrawal cage sits on the floor and, having removed shoes and socks, carefully let her fingers run down her pale and dirty legs to find out where the problem is. Suburbs of Paris, where tile-floored and stone-walled houses lean against each other, shuttering from the unexpected winter cold, and where dark-skinned teenage girls dressed in black cheerfully crawl into taxis at the metro stations to celebrate yet another Saturday night in the local African disco. Eyes have seen it all and trained for many years to never show amazement or awe. This is Paris, also Paris. Paris, where people talk and talk out of the sheer pleasure of describing in words the most fleeting of sensations in the smallest of details. Paris, where life is hard and where the rats of the night occupy Le Champ de Mars at the foot of the Eiffel Tower when the barons of daylight have dozed off into dreamland. Yes, Paris. Yes. Oh. Such as Paris. Oh. Oh. Such as Paris. Paris, where tired cultural eyes have seen it all and trained for many years to never show amazement or aid. Paris, where people talk and talk out of the sheer pleasure of describing in words the most fleeting of sensations in the smallest of details.
Such as Paris.